Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. E. Jean Carroll's on ABC's Good Morning America, speaking publicly for the first time since a jury ordered former President Donald Trump to pay her more than $83 million in defamation damages. She recounted the moment she made eye contact with the jurors after the verdict.
Well, it was very moving. It made me burst into tears because they met my eyes for the first time. It's very moving.
Trump is appealing. President Biden's vowing a U.S. response to the attack on American military personnel in Jordan that killed three and injured 34, the White House blaming Iranian-backed militias. U.S. is taking part in regional talks on a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. They'll play the San Francisco 49ers, who rallied from 17 points down to beat the Detroit Lions. And Kensington Palace's Kate, the Princess of Wales, is back at her home after she was hospitalized for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. United Airlines may be looking to buy more planes from Airbus after Boeing's latest troubles. Reuters says United's CEO recently visited the Airbus main offices in France. United's been affected by the grounding of the 737 MAX 9 jets after the door plug incident and delays in certifying the MAX 10s. New protections are being ordered for kids playing ice hockey. The sports governing body in the U.S., USA Hockey, is going to require neck protection for anyone 18 and under. Last fall, a former NHL player died after his neck was slashed by a skate during a game in Great Britain. There may be no place like home for a man who stole a pair of the most famous shoes in the world.
The Ruby Slippers, what have you done with them? Give them back to me or I...
Former mobster Terry Martin confessed to stealing one of the pairs of ruby slippers used in The Wizard of Oz. He's due to be sentenced today, but expected the 76-year-old in poor health will avoid jail time. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee State Senator Lena Taylor is leaving the Wisconsin legislature after Governor Evers appointed her a Milwaukee County judge today. Taylor was first elected to the legislature in 2002. She was a public defender in Milwaukee in the 1990s. Taylor replaces Audrey Skorowski, the state's new court director. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly. Democratic Representative Lisa Subek.
These are decisions that are deeply personal. Every pregnancy is different. And these are individual personal decisions that should be made between a patient and our physician.
10 Republicans voted against the bill. Governor Evers has said he'd veto any effort to make abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. Saturday, February 3rd from 3:30 to 6 at the St. Anthony Paddle Center. The Knights of Columbus and Park Falls are having their dumpling, pork, and kraut dinner. Adults can get in for $13, children for $7, and preschool students are free. There will also be carryouts available. Just call 715-661-1156, Saturday only. Again, that is Saturday, February 3rd at the St. Anthony Paddle Center from 3:30 to 6.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Thomas Henry Janis, age 16, formerly of Butternut, passed away in the comfort of his home, surrounded by his family after bravely battling an aggressive cancer. Tommy is survived by his parents, Waldemar and Anna Janis of Chippewa Falls, by his brother Joseph Janis, by his paternal grandmother, Victoria Janis, and by numerous uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, and friends. Visitation will take place Tuesday, January 30th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitation prior to the Mass on Wednesday. The Memorial Mass will take place at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st at the Notre Dame Catholic Church located in Chippewa Falls, with the Very Reverend Jesse Burrish officiating. The Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Chippewa Falls are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Henry Janis, age 16. Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips, died on Monday, January 15th at River's Edge Rehabilitation Facility at Park Manor in Park Falls. He is survived by his children, Paul Schultz, Patty Marlinga, Mike Schultz, Donna Hayden, and Linda Schultz Jarina. Survived also by his sister, Ruth Studley, and by his brother, Bill Schultz. Survived also by his grandchildren, and further survived by his great-grandchildren. Burial will be held at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more patchy, dense fog this morning. Then it's going to be cloudy with some freezing drizzle and drizzle throughout the day today. Our high right around 36. Tonight, a little bit of drizzle, some fog, maybe a little snow mixing in at times. Our low down to 27 tomorrow. Some flurries, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for me, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
It's on to the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the 49ers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. San Francisco down 24-7 to Detroit, but came roaring back in the second half to beat the Lions 34-31. The Chiefs upset the Ravens 17-10 in Baltimore. It's the fourth time Kansas City's back in the Super Bowl in the past 5 years. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
It truly is special. You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any.
College basketball, the Badgers head to Nebraska this Thursday after beating Michigan State over the weekend. Marquette down Seton Hall 75-57 in Milwaukee. One of the fans in the stands, Packers quarterback Jordan Love. The Bucks are in Denver tonight to face the Nuggets with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, introduced over the weekend and was asked, why did he come back at the age of 62?
I was bored. I am not kidding. I was bored.
Do you feel like you still have something to prove?
I don't know I have anything to prove except for I want to win. I like winning.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And taking a look at some local sports notes, we had the Merrillwood Conference Tournament going on over the weekend, and this happened in Phillips. There were seven teams vying for championships individually and also as a team, and here's how things shook out individually. 113 pounds. It was Journey Wood of Phillips finishing in third place. Caden Boudreaux at 120 pounds, taking fourth place in the Merrillwood. J.J. Adamitis of Phillips in fourth place at 126. At 132 pounds, it was Jason McMillan finishing in fifth place. 144 for Phillips had Sawyer Kuchiba finishing in fourth. The conference championship at 150 pounds for Daniel Adamitis. Congratulations to him, Merrillwood Conference champ. Trenton Swickla finished in sixth place at 157. Another conference champion for Phillips, Ethan Upson at 165 pounds. Conference champ for the Merrillwood. 175, second place for McCoy Delasky at 190. Second place for Aaron Delasky. And at 215, it is a fifth place finish for Josh Nutt. On the Shawamigan side individually, third place for Ethan Humphrey at 120 pounds, at 126. It's a fifth-place finish for Tyree Mullins. At 132, Skyly Otteson wasn't able to win. She went 0-2 on the day in the conference. It was Jackson Ernst finishing in sixth place at 144. At 157, it was Hudson Hilgarth taking third place at 165. Dalton Schmidt in sixth. At 175 for Shawamigan, conference champion Gregory Morgan. Congratulations to him. At 190 pounds, a fifth-place finish for Evan Carlson. And at 285, fourth place for Larry Komarek. That's the individuals. On the team side, it was Marathon winning the team title. Stratford in second. Auburn coming in third. Phillips in fourth. Edgar in fifth. Shawamigan sixth. And Athens coming in seventh. All that Saturday. Regionals will happen this coming Saturday for our area wrestlers. Friday night, basketball around the area. Boys basketball. Mellon tops Butternut 78-29. It was Winter topping Bruce 99-78. Washburn beats Phillips up in Washburn 65-48. The Rib Lake boys at home beating Tomahawk 69-49. And the Lakeland boys at home beating Tomahawk 58-38. Other girls action, it was Northwestern, a winner over Ashland 55-32. Three Lakes Phelps tops Shawamigan 55-30. Other girls action from Friday, Winter beating Bruce 46-28. Lakeland girls top Anago 82-28. And the Medford girls a winner over Mosinee Friday night 60-40. And in hockey, Pacelli top Team Seal in action over the weekend by a count of 7-1. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Man, and these things are constantly going back and forth, and my kids want the latest and greatest, and it's a phone. That's all it does. No, it does more than that. It takes pictures. They don't even send full messages. It's K and sup and see you, the number two later. That's if I'm lucky. The other day I got a message with all caps from my daughter. All caps, which means she's yelling at me. I go, you better lower your case with me, Missy. I'm lucky now if I get words, it's mostly emojis. And the other day, which I don't like because, 5,000 years to develop a language, now we're back to hieroglyphics. And now I gotta get my reading glasses to figure out, honey, I'm getting a message from upstairs, bring my glasses. All right, she sent lips and a donkey. Apparently she's out of makeup and needs a ride to Bethlehem.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Sweating for a little summer cash.
country. Let your boys be country. It is 8-7-6-5-4. Just start making up times. 7:27. How about that? 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is a Monday, and I hope you are well. That bug is going around, folks. It is going around. I have... last week was a rough week. It was a rough... pull any punches. It was a rough week last week, but I'm on the mend today and feeling better. Not 100% yet, but we're getting there. It's about... there's a certain bug, and it's got to be a new bug because usually, you know, as you get a little longer in the tooth and get a little older, you kind of know what's going to happen. You get a cold or you get the flu or whatever it is. You know what's going to happen. It's just a progression of blowing your nose and coughing, whatever. But this was a weird one. This was a really weird bug going around. So I hope you are well. You know, get your vitamin C and drink your water and wash your hands and stuff like that to try to avoid it, to stay healthy, because it's kind of a nasty one going around. A friend of mine, about 2 weeks, he was laid up pretty good. And that seems to be kind of be the number, a week, up to 2 weeks, kind of putting you on your back. Well, the games in the NFL yesterday were certainly entertaining. The Chiefs win. They found a way to get her done. And it kind of baffled me a little bit yesterday that Baltimore was what they were. And I know Kansas City has improved through the year, but man, I thought that Baltimore defense was going to just shut them down. You had a feeling that Kansas City probably could have scored more points, but I think they had a feeling that that they were on to Baltimore and they were able to stop them because somebody, Kansas City wasn't taking a lot of chances. It was Kelce and Mahomes. 11 catches or more in that game? So Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift back in the, is in the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce. And they will take on the San Francisco 49ers in one of the more historic and bizarre playoff games yesterday. And the Detroit Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. They're one of only, I think they said, well, they're the longest, but they've never been to the Super Bowl, whatever else other stats you want to throw in there. There's only four teams that have never been, the Browns and them and a couple others. And they were up by 17, and it looked like it was over. I mean, you knew when the Lions were up by 17 that it was going to take something, that the Lions were going to have to give something back in order to make this a game. And they did, starting in the third quarter. They dropped a couple passes, couple key passes, and the 49ers had a fortunate bounce on a deep pass, bounced off the Lions guy's helmet up in the air. The 49er guy caught it. And there was about three or four plays that you're just scratching your head. It's just like, what is going on here? And they did. And the fumble was key. The turnover was huge. And the Lions did what Man Campbell does. They went for it on fourth down. And I give credit to Campbell afterwards. These were his comments. Well, part of them anyway, after the contest yesterday.
Yeah, I just felt really good about us converting and getting our momentum and not letting them play long ball. You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back, you know, and it's easy hindsight, and I get it, you know. I get that. But I don't regret those decisions, and that's hard. You know, it's hard because, you know, we didn't come through. We wasn't able to work out, but I don't. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man. But, you know, we just didn't work out.
He's easy to cheer for, isn't he? Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, just a straight shooter afterwards. Just like he says, I get it. You want to make fun of me for making those calls? I get it. But he said, do it again. You just got to like the guy, right? He's just down home, and he stayed true to his beliefs. I mean, most people would have been like, yeah, I'm a fourth down quarterback, but right here, I'm going to kick. No, he stuck with his fourth down thing, and if he would have made it, he would have been
and Campbell biting kneecaps. It would have been wonderful. And you always say to yourself, well, this is a team that's going to be back next year. You just don't know. You don't know if you're going to be back next year. That's why there's a salary cap in the NFL. They like to do that to make teams, you know, move players around. Some other news from the weekend. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt reported to us on Saturday. During the early morning hours of Saturday, the Price County Sheriff's Department found two people deceased in the town of Elk. There was and there is no risk to the public. The investigation is being conducted and the names have not been released yet. So I just want to let you know about that. The Brewers made a big signing over the weekend, kind of a quiet signing, but the Brewers have inked first baseman Reese Hoskins to a two-year deal. And he's a pretty good player. He can hit home runs pretty good. After missing the entire 2023 season due to an ACL, the Slugger's new home in Milwaukee is one where he's excelled in 9 career games at AmFam Field. He has posted a .342 mark and has 5 home runs. So let's bring him in here. He likes hitting at AmFam Field. So Reese Hoskins set out last year due to an injury. He should be pretty good hitting-wise for the Crew this year. Baseball season sneaking up. We are your home for Brewer baseball once again this season, starting with the opener late March. Let's get you some news and sports twice an hour. We'll get you updated here on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. E. Jean Carroll's on ABC's Good Morning America, speaking publicly for the first time since a jury ordered former President Donald Trump to pay her more than $83 million in defamation damages. She recounted the moment she made eye contact with the jurors after the verdict.
Well, it's very moving. It made me burst into tears because they met my eyes for the first time. It's very moving.
Trump is appealing. President Biden's vowing a U.S. response to the attack on American military personnel in Jordan that killed 3 and injured 34, the White House blaming Iranian-backed militias. U.S. is taking part in regional talks on a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. They'll play the San Francisco 49ers, who rallied from 17 points down to beat the Detroit Lions. And Kensington Palace's Kate, the Princess of Wales, is back at her home after she was hospitalized for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge says Governor Evers can be questioned as part of a lawsuit against Donald Trump's lawyers, Jim Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro. Democrats are suing over the attempt to overturn President Biden's 2020 win in Wisconsin. Evers will answer written questions. The FBI says a growing number of teenage boys are victims of sexual extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox urges parents to talk about it with their kids.
These kids are victims to criminals who know exactly what to say and what to do to get what they want. Don't judge. Don't be angry. Help them get the help and the resources that they need.
Scam artists pretend to be attractive girls, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if boys don't pay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, February 7th at the Country Cafe from 4 to 7, it is St. Francis of Assisi's Furnace Fundraiser. There will be takeout orders only featuring chicken dumpling or chili, hearty sandwiches, homemade Kit Kat bars, all for $8. Again, that is Wednesday, February 7th from 4 to 7 at the Country Cafe in Fifield.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks take on the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip to 5 different cities, starting tonight in Colorado against the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, how hard is it taking over a team in the middle of an NBA season?
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. It's going to be a challenge. Got to get organized quickly.
Rivers attended the Marquette basketball game, where he played in the early 1980s. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, also in attendance as a fan. The Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. They're on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. NFL, the 49ers are headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell asked, why didn't he try a field goal on fourth down late in the game instead of going for it?
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And in a local sports note, a couple of conference champions for Phillips at the Merrillwood meet over the weekend. Daniel Adamaitis at 150 and Ethan Upson at 165. And Shawamigan had a Merrillwood champion also in Gregory Morgan at 175 pounds. And Marathon went on to win the team title at the Merrillwood event, with Phillips coming in fourth, and Phillips in fourth, and Shawamigan team-wise finishing in sixth at the Merrillwood conference event Saturday in Phillips.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
Price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more patchy, dense fog this morning. Then it's going to be cloudy with some freezing drizzle and drizzle throughout the day today. Our high right around 36. Tonight, a little bit of drizzle, some fog, maybe a little snow mixing in at times. Our low down to 27 tomorrow. Some flurries, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Business of the month is Bader Sports Center. You heard Big G broadcasting from Bader's over the weekend for Phillips Winterfest. Get on in there for all of your winter ice fishing bait and warm gloves and all those stylish. It could be styly too. The stylish Stormy Cromer hats and all the Stormy Cromer apparel. Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, there right next to Pick and Save. We're doing our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. We're giving away $25 gift certificates from 17 area businesses, and each one of them are giving away two of them. How about that? Now, if you win, you're out for now. We'll let you back in again. We're going to let everybody kind of get in and have a chance to win. And so if you win, you're out. And again, we'll probably let you back in to try to win again a little later. But if you want to be caller four right now, we'll give you a chance to throw a couple snowballs and be a winner. 715-762-3221. Caller four, we'll give you a chance to toss some snowballs in just a moment.
Nothing slows my little girl down except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex. Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. And who do we have on the line with us?
This is Sometimes Lucky Larry.
Sometimes Lucky Larry. All right. Let's give it a shot here, Larry. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing for here, first of all. All right. We've got $25 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. Very, very nice. All right. Great. So Gunner A or Gunner B, one of them is all sighted in perfectly, Larry. The other one, not so much. Which one's going to be the winner for us today?
Let's go for B.
B it is. All right. Let's see if we got her, Larry. Good luck,
Jay.
Come on,
you guys made snowballs before. Want to go far, you got to pack it. Pack it. Push it. See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. And it goes like that. All right? Good luck.
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
Well, that's a good sight, Larry. Hello. Hey, not sometimes Lucky Larry. You're back to Lucky Larry again. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations, Larry. Have a great day. Lucky Larry, Larry Bass. He's got $25 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. We are two for two. Two for two. We'll play twice each morning, once normally before 8, depending on how I feel. And then we'll play twice each weekday morning. And Gray will have chances for you also in the afternoon. So I'll try to get you updated on that. He's kind of, you know, he feigns interest in and out a little bit. So, but he will give you some chances in the afternoon shift after 2 o'clock also to be a winner with a throw ball, with the snow. Oh, we're throwing. There's not any snow. So we're just making stuff up. It's the 98Q Snowball Throwdown Showdown. And get out your lawnmower because it could be the mow down this year, too. Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. Let's say more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy nice. My creeper's always stocked. It's our potty money. So our chicks feel fine. So everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more patchy, dense fog this morning. Then it's going to be cloudy with some freezing drizzle and drizzle throughout the day today. Our high right around 36. Tonight, a little bit of drizzle, some fog, maybe a little snow mixing it at times. Our low down to 27 tomorrow. Some flurries, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Brand new country.
I'm gonna fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Stay away.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip, yeah.